Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. I'm joined on the line now by local creative dynamo, I don't know how else to describe her, Jamie Lee, and she's going to tell us about some exciting music events coming up. Good morning, Jamie.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. That's a lovely intro. I'll take dynamo.
Yeah, well, you are. You absolutely are. We're very lucky to have you in our community, always planning exciting events for us. Now, this weekend is a secret garden gig. It's always a bit tricky to talk about secret garden gigs because they're, you know, kind of secret.
Absolutely. So, listeners, if you're not too sure what Terry's talking about, the secret garden gigs have been happening for a long time, and they're a bit special and unique in the fact that we don't tell you who's playing and we don't tell you where we're going until the morning of the event. Usually they're outside. Now with weather like this, no. We are trying to have one a bit later in the season, and yeah, that's kind of nipped me in the butt. So we are going to go indoors this weekend, Terry, and I think that was the best plan that we could have gone with.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a real leap of faith, isn't it, for people to say, I don't know who's I'm going to see, I don't know where I'm going to see it, but I'm going to book tickets anyway. But such is the reputation of the Secret Garden Gigs. You know, you've been going for a couple of years now and you always come up with something fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's the excitement, it's the mystery. When we do the tour all around regional Vic with the Secret Garden Gigs, we're going to beautiful spaces and places that you would never usually get to see. We've been to some beautiful gardens in, you know, places like Tatura, Kyabram, Talamba, Benalla, Dookie, and it's always such a thrill. The hosts are the most lovely of people, and they just want to share. They just want to make new friends and connect with community, and that's really what it's about. You know, whether you're a live music-loving legend or you just want to be different, be unique, be a part of something that's not the normal, then we invite everyone. We have a very, very strong policy on good eggs. And what I mean by that, listeners, is, you know, there's no heckling, there's no disrespect, there's only a really high standard of kind of gig etiquette. Terry, I'm so sad to say that I went to Crowded House the other weekend and I went to the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, and I've been really, really spoilt. And I forgot that at other shows and at other events, people don't follow that same etiquette. These particular people were spilling drinks on us. They were yelling and screaming and swearing and smoking, and they were right up next to us, and there was four girls. We'd all driven down from Shep, and we had the worst time, Terry. We had a really, really terrible time.
It's like people like that aren't really there for the music.
No, of course not. And you've hit the nail on the head. When you come to these shows, you're there for the music, and we have big, long breaks in between the music so you can talk as much as you want. You can get up, you can move around, you can eat, whatever you want to do. You know, when it comes to the music, you're there for the music, for sure.
You're really trying to elevate the musicians and encourage them and show them respect.
Well, yeah, because, you know, as a musician myself, we can go play pubs, we can go play clubs and, you know, 21st or weddings, but nobody's there to listen to us, and that's fine. That just comes with the job, you know. That's the whole part of it. But when you're playing a show like this, to have people listen to you, it's a complete game changer. I will say to listeners that when you come along, you're allowed to bring your own food and drinks. And we are, again, totally, totally cool with that. That's a part of the experience. You know, you kind of make your own experience in that sense, your own menu. But we're really, really strong, and Terry, you would know this, we're really strong on the no glass because, again, we're trying to have a really safe, accessible, inclusive space.
I'm really intrigued as to where you might be able to get all those people indoors somewhere. Can you give us any kind of clue? Is it a private place or is it a public space?
Oh, gosh. I don't know what category to put it in.
Oh.
I will say it's in the direction of Numerica.
Okay. The mystery just gets more mysterious.
It does. And look, there's a bus from Shep.
Okay, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, I would suggest, because I feel like it's getting harder and harder to get a taxi. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. But the last few times we've been to weddings and functions and stuff, we've had very little luck. So that's one of the bonuses of our events. We have such a high duty of care. We just feel like we're responsible for everyone's good time, Terry. So we always, always organise a bus.
So people can get on and book a ticket, I guess, today, tomorrow, and then they'll get an email on Saturday morning telling them where the event is. Is that how it works?
Exactly. Yep. And we'll tell you where to go, but we still won't tell you who's playing. I will tell you the headline act is brand new. Brand new band. You would never see them in this formation before. It's a bit of a supergroup. And they all have their own, I guess, reputation in the live music space in regional Vic, and they've come together to make their own super band. So I'm really, really keen for that.
For people who may not have attended, can you give some idea about the genre of music?
Oh, good question, Terry. Yeah, it's always a little bit different. So we might have a mixture of country and pop, and then we might have, you know, some soft rock or some, it's always family-friendly-ish, I would say.
And it's never hard to listen to. It's not like anything is going to blow your ears out or anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's a really good way of putting it. Never going to blow your head off.
always a good thing.
Always a good thing.
So it's kind of got that relaxed weekend vibe.
Yeah, and children are welcome, but we always say, please, you know, keep them within arm's reach, because I truly have my own children and I do not bring them to work. So I don't always like to be responsible for other people's children, and
Fair enough.
Always watch them either.
No. Okay. Well, that's the Secret Garden Gigs. So it's best to go to the website. Is that the Secret Garden Gigs? Is that the one?
It is, yes. And you can find us on all the social media platforms as well.
Anything else you need to let us know about in terms of what's coming up event-wise, or are we going into a little bit of a winter hibernation for a while?
Oh, another great question. Jeez, Terry, you're good at this.
God, someone should give me a job.
Right? Somebody should do that. We've got the winter sessions coming up, Terry. So we've done the winter sessions for a really long time, but we had 2 years off because of COVID, and that was just shattering. We did do some digital winter sessions, and we also activated my warehouse. So I've got a space on Hoskin Street, and we cleared out, you know, all the event equipment and the styling gear, and we, you know, made it happen, which was, it was kind of mind-blowing and a great way to respond. But I'm really, really looking forward to the gigs in person. And we're going to change up everything this year with the winter sessions. We won't be at the Vault. And I look forward to announcing that next week.
Okay, so something to look forward to. There definitely are winter gigs happening. You just got to watch this space.
Yeah, and look, listeners, I'd love to encourage you to jump on the website, whether it's the Secret Garden Gig one or the winter sessions, it doesn't matter. And there's actually a tab that says apply to play. Send it around, you know, share it.
Get some new people you don't even know about yet.
Yeah, exactly. My favourite thing, Terry, is recommendations from people. Discovering new and upcoming musicians, but also musicians from far and wide. So, yes, I'm really passionate about local musicians, but I'm also passionate to hear who's touring, who's going past Shepparton. We want them to stop here. They always stop in Bendigo or Albury, but we need to get them to stop in Shep. I saw that Vanessa Amorossi is playing in Albury, and I'm like, excuse me, come to Shep.
Yeah, so, we do often get bypassed. I've noticed that. Not good. We just need to be, getting onto those people, I guess.
Exactly.
Don't overlook us. We will support you.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a great live music scene that is just full of great humans. And last night, Terry, we had the Music Victoria networking night at Shingo's. So there's definitely a scene, you know, always there, bubbling away, and we've just got to come together and connect.
And I don't know what that scene would do without you, Jamie Lee.
Oh,
probably
stop.
Wither and die.
Oh, no, that's a lovely thing to say to me. There's certainly lots of people out there cracking on, and I really value everybody's contribution.
Well, sure. Best of luck with the Secret Garden gig this weekend, and we look forward to hearing more about the winter live music gigs as well. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Jamie Lee.
Thanks, Terry. Have a great day, listeners.
I'll let you get back to your children now.
Cheers.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat in or take away, as well as accommodation, including some brand new ensuite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
We all want to shop local, but it can be hard to find a good local trades business that really cares enough to solve your problems fast and with a smile. Jason's TV offer in-home service and can help you with all TV-related problems, from reception issues to needing a new TV. Jason's Pest Control will have your home pest-free in no time. Look past the national franchises, as the local guys are looking forward to your call. Jason's TV 0403 688 666 or Jason's Pest Control 1800 599 699.
1FM sponsor.
No business wants to throw money away. But did you know sending resources to landfill can be more expensive than recycling them? Planet Ark's free business recycling service can kickstart your workplace recycling journey, help you find the right recycling solutions, and give you a competitive edge. Join the 1 million Australians using business recycling to keep valuable resources in circulation. Visit businessrecycling.com.au. It's just good business.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.